T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time for the lighter side of the news with Christine and Salt at 8:30. Salt is ready to go.
Oh, yeah. All right. Christine, what if somebody that you were in a romantic entanglement with...
How entangled are we?
You're just dating.
Okay.
They say to you, I would like you to put your read receipts on your phone when I text you because I want to know if you read my messages or not.
Oh, no, that's a deal breaker. So, that's like a control freak nightmare.
Exactly. So this guy posts about a first date that he went on with another fella, and that man asked him to turn on his read receipts.
On the first date?
This was actually like they were getting, you know, it was the first date. He's like, you know, here's how you do it. And they're texting back and forth. And he's like, then the guy sent him detailed instructions as to how to turn it on.
This is like the Seinfeld episode where George is trying to get a date with
Marissa Tomei?
No, the woman who can help him get a job.
Oh, that's right.
And she says, are you going to call me when you get home?
Well, most people on the internet have just said, run, this guy is a stage fright.
Run,
clinger.
Don't walk.
All right, there's an educator in South Africa that has to apologize because he was trying to get people to read more. You know, he was trying to get the kids to read
more. Why does
he
have to apologize?
Problem was, he was promoting it using scantily clad men and women on Instagram. So he'd show somebody that was had their shirt off or had, you know, like some cleavage showing.
How is it different from a graphic novel?
Well, they just had a book. It's just they had a book in front of them. That's all. And he's like, I might have made a mistake in that situation.
Change course.
Probably not the best way to do it. I did check out the pictures, though. He was an equal opportunity offender, though. It was both men and women.
Okay. Of course you checked out the photos.
At least he wasn't being sexist.
You were doing it just for pure research.
I'm diligent in my job. I told you about the story in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, about $100 bills raining from the sky. The Amish up in arms, of course, because that is Amish country.
This never happens to me.
Well, what happened was there was two men that were doing a drug deal, and a bag of money. This sounds like an old-timey, like, black and white movie.
Yes.
You know, these guys are running from roof to roof in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. First of all, I didn't know they had that many roofs, and they were that close together in Lancaster.
Right.
But these two men were running from the cops. They're roof hopping, and the bag of money falls out, and then it gets caught up in the wind, and it starts raining $100 bills on people in the street.
It's a money bomb.
People are freaking out.
Of course.
All eight of them in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Problem was, the money was fake.
Come on. Was it for a movie?
No. It was actually being used in a drug deal, but it was fake money, and the cops are saying, guys, please don't use any of the money if you found it on the street.
So I guess you can't go buy anything with that stuff.
No, you cannot. And finally, in the great state of Florida, a man was arrested at 5 a.m. on August 1st as he ran by a police officer who was gassing up at a local gas station.
Yes.
Problem was, the man had just come from a place called Sunnier Palms, which is a nudist community.
Of course it's called Sunnier Palms.
Sunnier Palms. And at 5 a.m., he decided to go for a naked jog.
He was naked.
Buck naked when the cops stopped him.
And what law was he breaking?
Being nude, I guess, in public. Or...
Oh, you can't do that in Florida.
I don't know if you can or you can't.
Man. It's a Florida man.
But the problem was, when the officer pulled him over, I guess he pulled him over. Pull over, sir! When he stopped him, he said, where are you coming from? He goes, I don't know. He goes, why are you naked? He goes, I don't know why I'm naked either.
He didn't know he had been in a nudist camp?
No. Apparently, he was under the influence of some substance. Wow. He was taken to the hospital.
Question for you.
Yes.
When you're running nude as a man, painful?
I don't run clothed, so I don't know.
Variety. Today's best variety. 96.5 TRC.